Blog Talk Radio.
And good evening. This is Rebecca J. Steiger, and I am your talk show host. I want to welcome everyone for tuning in during this show, and of course I will take callers. Please continue to hold as my switchboard fills up. My guest call-in number is 718-664-9735. I am Rebecca J. I'm an author. I'm a talk show host. My newest book is And the Angels Speak, which can be purchased through my website, which is www.rebeccaspathways.com. Or you can also email me at rebecca@rebeccaspathways.com. I always love to hear from people. I like feedback on my shows. I like someone who says, I enjoyed that particular guest. Would you please have them back? Would you do more interviews, or would you talk more about something else? And, of course, I am an angelic channeler. I do channeling through the angels. And I'm a natural-born channeler. So I see the whole of things while others only see a piece. I see things in color, which others only see in black and white. I see angels. And the angels are with me 24/7, all the time, and they always love to talk. So they are kind of like me because I love people and I love to talk. And if I can help you, I will be more than glad to. I also do private channeling at area code 607-862-6435. You can call. If I do not answer, leave me a brief message, and I will be more than happy to get back with you and set up a time. Kind of let me know where you would like a time slot. I do fill up quickly. And tonight I have a metaphysical moment to start this off. Sometimes life and the mind are too quiet. We need to lift the veil of depression and silence to let the light shine through and make some noise. Follow the sun and let the angels guide you through your inner thought. That, of course, is one of my metaphysical moments, which the angels gave me to help others. We are going to talk about the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist here right now? You know, this has been discussed and discussed and discussed for quite some time now. And actually, it's been discussed as long as I can remember, because I remember that there were many who said that Hitler was the Antichrist. Stalin was the Antichrist. Now, as we move forward, we have others that come through and they say, is Obama the Antichrist? When Obama was first elected, I kind of thought he might be. You know, that was my own personal opinion. Time will tell. But let me tell you this. The Antichrist hides so well. And is the Antichrist in Egypt? Is the Antichrist the ISIS, the head of ISIS? Who is the Antichrist? And that's what everyone wants to know, is who is the Antichrist? What do the angels tell me as far as the Antichrist goes? And what I get as far as the Antichrist and what they are telling me about the Antichrist is the Antichrist will show themselves within the next ream of years, or as the angels would call it, anywhere from now to 10 years, that the Antichrist will show themselves. They didn't say that the Antichrist wasn't here. You know, the Antichrist now, they are able to drive bigger cars, wear suits, communicate with people in so many different ways. You know, thank you for television and the internet so that we can get all of this good stuff. But my main point on if the Antichrist is here, or who you might think the Antichrist is, doesn't matter, because they will use their powers in their own ways with their own following. And remember that everyone has followings, even the Antichrist. You know, I recently heard that that the pyramids in Egypt were actually the capsation for the fallen angels, the devil, whatever. And I went, okay, we've heard a little bit of everything now. You know, the aliens may bring the Antichrist when they come, or the good aliens may come and bring and help us with the Antichrist. The only thing that I can tell you is this world is changing so rapidly at this point in time. And I really like some interaction on this, because this is what everyone's talking about, is the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist here now? You know, I think in the recesses of my mind where the angels dwell, they tell me that he's not here, or he has not shown himself at this point in time. Because the Antichrist will ride in on a chariot filled with thunder and lightning. The dust will rise, and the Antichrist will be shown in that form at that time. Now, I know that by their description, they are going back to more biblical times, back to the Roman times, back to that time. However, I don't know that that's not, that chariot might be a limo. That chariot could be anything. It might be an airplane that lands. But when the dust rises and the Antichrist comes out, he will spread his wings, and they say wings, they're not saying arms, and he will totally try to abolish everyone on this earth. Or he will try to persuade them with all of his power and his magic that he will show us all. Now, are we being shown that at this time? Sometimes I wonder, because now they say, okay, everyone's going to get a chip in their hand. And I said, well, that's the mark of the beast, according to biblical times. Who wants a chip in their hand? I mean, I think that's ridiculous. You know, that's a foreign body in our bodies, which tells me that this is not good. So that would be called government control. So who controls the government? Does Congress? Does the president? You know, is there one man behind all of this? Is there someone we have not seen yet that will come in and control this and show us who the Antichrist is? Because I see the Antichrist in suits and polished shoes and expensive. So could that be a candidate that's running? You know, there's so many different directions this could go that what we have to do is be aware. And what we have to do is to look out for ourselves and look out for our families and our friends. Do not live in fear, because fear is what conquers generations. Fear is what conquers worlds, countries. You know, there's so many other things to be concerned about besides the Antichrist, and if the Antichrist is here. The Antichrist is here, the angels will rise up and fight against the Antichrist. The Antichrist really does not stand a chance on this earth. And that's what I get from my angels, who are so strong, and they are warriors as well as angels. So as we go through this evening, we will talk some more about that. I do have several callers on hold. And again, my guest calling number is 718-664-9735. And as I answer these calls, my question to you before I answer your question to me is, do you think the Antichrist is here at this time?
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, and who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
You are speaking to Michelle, and I'm calling from Canada.
And do you think the Antichrist is here now, Michelle?
I do.
Okay, my dear.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
ISIS. I don't know. They're kind of freaky. That's the only thing that comes to mind. I don't know much about it, but.
Well, there we go. And we mentioned ISIS in this opening. So, you know, thank you for your input. And how can I help you?
I'm just curious what maybe you can see for employment coming up, please, and thank you.
Okay. You know, this is funny because you need to open the door for me a little bit here. Michelle, you're employed now?
No, I'm not.
So have you, because I see you're employed now, have you gone on an interview recently?
Yes.
Okay.
May the 4th, I'm still waiting to hear.
Well, that's why I get that you are employed now, okay?
Oh.
Because normally I would not get that. So look forward to hearing from that interview, because I see that you are employed. So I think that is telling you and I both that you got the job.
Oh, cool. Well, that's awesome.
Okay, my dear.
Okay,
so
well,
that's easy. And
yeah.
Thank you so much for calling. We will keep this in mind as far as ISIS and the Antichrist goes, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Would you like to continue to listen? Do I need to put you back on hold? Or?
Sure, please.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, we have one opinion as to who the Antichrist might be. Let's go to the next caller, please. And this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with from area code 856, and where are you calling from, and what is your name?
Hi, this is Laura. I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, Laura, do you think the Antichrist is here now?
I do.
And who do you think the Antichrist might be?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know who it is. It could be, I don't know. Somebody.
You just have that sense of knowing.
I do, given everything that's going on in the world with ISIS and even within our own government.
Good. Good for you. Thank you so much for that. And how can I help you, my dear?
I was wondering if you are picking up when you see me making a move for getting a house.
I see July, as soon as you said that.
July.
I am trying to pinpoint a date. However, I think it's going to be around the 24th in that time.
Okay. Are you seeing any type of home in particular?
Well, I really only have time to, you know, I can't really get into a full reading with you, but it's a home on water. I don't, you know.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm looking for. Thank you.
And thank you so much for calling. Would you like for me to put you on hold or just go ahead?
I'll go on hold. I'd like to listen in. Thanks.
Okay, thank you so much for calling, and let me know when you find that home.
Thank you.
Okay, and we're going on to the next caller. This is Rebecca J. Steiger, and we are talking about the Antichrist. And so far, everyone thinks the Antichrist is here because of world events and what's going on in our government. So let's see what else we get. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please? Hello? Hello? Okay, let me go back. I'll go back to them here in just a moment. Let me go on to the next caller. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
Oh, hello, Rebecca. Actually, I'm just listening, and I'm just enjoying the show, so could you just put me back on now, listen?
I will be happy to put you back on, but I have to ask you a question first, my dear.
Okay.
Do you think the Antichrist is here now?
No, and I think I'm the only one here who said no.
Good for you. Okay, thank you for your input, and I will put you back on hold. And many blessings to you, my dear. Okay?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Go up here. Okay, let's go. Yes, this is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from, please?
Hello?
Hello? Yes. This
Hi.
Is Rebecca. Who am I speaking with?
This is Amy. How are you?
I am good. How are you? Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay. Do you think the Antichrist is here now?
I'm gonna go with no. I think it's just there's no anti anything. I think it's just.
Oh.
I think we're made
just
up of all love,
and
we have choices in life. Every being on this planet has a choice. So
I love that answer. Thank you so very much. Okay, how
yeah.
can I help you, my dear?
Hi. Well, so I'm looking for a connected relationship. I'm a deep soul, and
you're an old soul.
An old soul, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking for.
And you're looking for a relationship that goes back several lifetimes, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you live in Connecticut?
Yeah.
See, I get that you've got to walk back to the sands.
To the sands?
And supposedly that you're supposed to know what that means.
To the beach? That's all I know.
So... there is someone out there. As a matter of fact, there are three out there for you. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And you found one of them, but didn't think that was going to work out for some reason.
Is this an ex or is this a possible person?
Oh, this is an ex.
Okay, yeah. Okay, he's done.
Okay, there's two more out there,
okay.
And you will find one, and it's not going to be real soon. You know, I hate to tell you that because I'd always like to say they're here now, they're around the corner, but it won't be real. You'll find him during the fall going into winter.
Okay.
When he will come through to you. In the meantime, you know, okay, you're an old soul, you're very spiritual. You're
yes.
gifted. You know how to put it out there and say, bring him to me now. You know,
yes.
I want him here now. If that's what you choose, then
yes.
you can speed this process up by using your angels, which you have your own angelic realm, and you know this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So do you... Who is Monterey?
I'm sorry?
Monterey or Monterey, Monterey. I think it's Monterey. You
okay,
know who I'm
never...
talking, referring to?
No.
Well, then I guess they're coming into your life.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, and it's also, I know it's by intention. I just have a question out of how to put it out there. You know, like, because I've been through so much.
This is a good thing for the whole audience, so let me tell you how
I
to do this.
I don't want instant gratification either, so it's like, you know, do you want a gourmet meal or do you want fast food? I want the gourmet meal. It's worth the wait. So,
okay, let me explain
I mean,
to you how to do this, to get more selective and to narrow this down.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to call your angels in.
Okay.
And actually, I do this more or less through... I'm very visionary, so I do this through vision and through just intense concentration, which could also be entitled meditation, you know, or you can meditate however you choose to do it. And I just put out there that, you know, you want the perfect man at the perfect time in your life.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want just any Joe off the street. You want the perfect man that fulfills you, okay?
Yeah.
And that is your soulmate, your life partner. So you want to kind of visualize this, mm-hmm. and you want to put him into shape. You actually want to see him. And then after you visualize this and you see him, you go, okay, angels, bring him at the perfect time.
Okay.
And then you just let it go. You don't have to go back and revisit this. Everybody thinks, I have to meditate on this 20 times a day. No.
Okay.
Or every week. No, you don't. Put it out there. And every once in a while you will glimpse it because you're very spiritual. So I know you will because you're a seer also.
Yeah.
And so you're going to just kind of glimpse that person in your mind's eye, maybe your peripheral vision. And that way you know that that's still that cosmic request through the angels is still active.
Okay. Thank you. That's so helpful because you don't want to confuse universe, you know.
No, either. We do not. And be very specific.
Yes.
But remember, and I'm not only telling you, I'm telling the rest of the audience, you have to be so specific in what you are creating because you're actually creating this. We create what we really want in this life.
Right.
So by creating this, you have to be so specific right down to the toenails. I mean, I'm telling everyone, you have to be so specific. And that way it's brought to you the way that you want it. Otherwise, the angels are going to laugh and dance. I can tell you that right now.
And I, you know, and it's both past my experiences, too, is that, you know, I'm a writer, and I always consider it kind of like looking at the menu. I'm also a vegetarian. If I'm looking at any restaurant menu, why would I look at the meat section?
Absolutely
I don't
correct.
Eat meat,
that's
so.
Very good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So it makes sense. Just be specific in what you want and just like a restaurant menu. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Excellent.
All right, my
Thank
dear.
You.
Thank you so much for calling, and please continue to listen, and I look forward to speaking with you again, okay?
Absolutely. Blessings to you. Thank you for your gift.
Many blessings to you, my dear.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. This is Rebecca J. Steiger, and we have had some callers on the line, and we have discussed the Antichrist. Is the Antichrist here now? You know, out of all my callers, most of them said yes, but I did have some no's. And I kind of have to agree that, you know, life is what it is, and we make it heavenly. And I had someone ask me today, someone that I've known for years, and they said, you're always happy. And I said, I choose happiness. No matter what's going on in this world, no matter what's going on, we all have families, we all have jobs, we all have businesses. I write books, I do channeling through the angels, I do talk shows, you know. I love outdoors because I live on a ranch. I have horses and I have flowers and I plant gardens and I put my lavender and my rosemary and all the things that make people feel good as they walk in, and it gives them love. So I have no fear and I have no worries about, is the Antichrist here? You know, there's stupid men that do stupid things. There's stupid people that listen to these stupid men that do stupid things. So the only thing that I can tell you is to touch yourselves in your heart chakra, in your hearts. Open that heart to a world of love and peace and healing. And when you do that, you heal so much. I mean, I do this to heal the energy, to heal this earth and the universe. Because we live on this earth, but the universe surrounds us and it benefits us. So by using my angels and by using my channeling, I am able to channel my energy into this earth and into the universe. Anyone can do it. I'm not special. And I tell people that. And they go, oh, but I can't do that. Yes, you can. Because it's your intention. What your intention is what you will see or what you think is. And if you look at it and you say, you know, I think this whole thing is so blown out of proportion by the news media, by the internet, by the cell phones, by all these communications. You know, 50 years ago, there wasn't this line of communication. So consequently, 50 years ago, there was no way to really find out. You know, we had the preachers in the pulpit that have always preached that the Antichrist is here. We've heard this forever. The world is coming to an end. The world, you know, repent. Well, as far as I'm concerned, everybody's forgiven anyway, so I think we'll all get there. But that's the control. That's called the control from man. Man controls the masses. So you need to think about that. The negative comes from man, not from God, not from the angels, not from the great beings that have gone on before us. No. That's the negative part comes from man. The what ifs come from man. I want to let everyone know that this Wednesday I will be a guest on Dr. Stephen Harefield's show, which airs right here on this network. And I believe it's at 6:30 Pacific time. And I will be Stephen's guest. And as everyone knows, and there's a lot of people that like to listen to Stephen and I together, you never know what we're going to talk about, because we never know what we're going to talk about. Just like this show right now, I am channeling this show through my angels, because whenever I wrote, "Is the Antichrist here now?" I was amazed that I even wrote it. But I knew that there was a reason for that, and the angels did not tell me anything until I sat down. And so what they are saying is, believe in yourself and believe in the higher power of yourselves through the angels. And don't buy into what man is saying. Don't buy into that. You know, as the angels say, the chariot will arrive when it's time for it to arrive. Is it 10 years from now? I don't know. But know that when it does arrive, it will have on the suit and the shiny shoes. And I don't think it's going to be in the way we expect it. So I don't think that anyone who has a higher spiritual journey or meaning, I don't think it's going to affect us that much. I will rise above it. But in the meantime, if someone says, "Let me put a chip in your hand," I would recommend that you say no, because I'm certainly not going to have that done. And again, this is Rebecca J. Steiger. I have been your talk show host. Thank you so much for joining me on at this time. And let's see what happens in the coming. And as I said, I do private channeling at area code 607-862-6435. You can go into my website, www.rebeccaspathways.com. I have probably, I don't even know how many shows are uploaded there that you can go back and listen to. I have Metaphysical Moments. And also, look in my angel shop, and it will tell you about my pricing, what I do, etc. So I want everyone to take your angels and your guides with you this week, and have a beautiful week, and enjoy your holiday next weekend, and I will talk with you again next Sunday. And again, thank you, and many blessings, and angel hugs to everyone. Thanks for listening.